Good evening, listeners. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland. Still very warm up here in Auckland, as it is in many parts of the country at the moment. A bit different, the weather in Ireland over the last week. They had Storm Ciara at the weekend, and there's another one coming in, or Storm Dinis. Ciara, I think, was last week. Dinis was the one that came in a few days ago, and there's another one coming in at the weekend. So we're certainly getting the best of the weather here. Anyway, welcome along on a Wednesday night in Auckland, Saturday night in Christchurch, Sunday evening in Kapiti Coast, and Sunday night in Wellington, and any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. Programme always brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you listen tonight, I hope you can stay with us and enjoy an hour of good music and news from Ireland. No government formed yet. In fact, the Dáil reconvenes tomorrow. They'll have a vote on a Taoiseach, and if they can't agree on a Taoiseach, which is very likely, it'll be the Dáil will, what do you call it, go into recess for a while, and probably for a month until discussions continue on finding a suitable government. They may not be able to, because Fine Gael said they want to go to the back benches. They're going to let Sinn Féin go off and form a left-leaning government, and if that doesn't work, they want Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin to start talking. But Fianna Fáil said, no, we don't want to talk to Sinn Féin either. And Fine Gael says, no, we don't want to form a grand coalition with Fianna Fáil and the Greens. That was the rumour that was going around at the weekend. So more on that and everything else on the programme tonight. But first up, we'll hit off with Isa Grant here and Mother.
If only I could see again the twinkle in my mother's eyes, to hear again her gentle voice, and have her hold me when I cry. If only she could be here now to help me free my troubled mind. I wonder if my mother knows, although I've tried, no peace I find. It seems 100 years ago that when I cried, she'd wipe my tears, and just like magic, when I'd fall, she'd be right there to calm my fears. Oh, Mom, if you could only see the hurt and must have cried 10 million tears since the the tears I cried when I lost you. I know you're never far away. I almost feel you close to me. Oh, how I'd love to hold your hand. Your loving smile I'd love to see. But in my heart, you're still alive. I think about you every day. Oh, mother dear, why did you me here so far away?
Yes, lovely song to start the program tonight, Isla Grant there, and a song called Mother. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And welcome along wherever you're listening tonight. Just to recap, no government formed in Ireland yet. Election almost coming up in 2 weeks. And it'll be at least 2 weeks. And Bertie Ahern, former Taoiseach, said it could be the end of March before a government is formed. Or if the parties don't agree, there may be another election. But I think that's the last resort. And Fine Gael, in saying the other night, they're going to go to the back benches or the opposition benches and let the left-leaning parties led by Sinn Féin see how they go and form a government. They did kind of leave a little bit of a gap to say that if there was a constitutional crisis, and they may obviously enter some kind of an arrangement with Fianna Fáil, something like Fianna Fáil did with them for the last 4 years, the confident and confidence and supply. Right, two Irish people have tested positive for the coronavirus on that ship that's berthed in Tokyo. They have dual citizenship. They live in most of the time in another European country, and they're in hospital in Tokyo at the moment. So there's quite a few people affected on that ship. Other front story from the Irish Times today, it says almost half of young Irish adults live with their parents. Increasing the number of 25 to 29 year olds living at home is amongst the highest in Europe. The National Concert Hall is urged to change tune after recording a 41,000 loss. And in sports, Irish coach Andy Farrell is likely to stick with the same team that beat Wales when he chooses his lineup this afternoon to play England. Twickenham, that game is on here in the early hours of Monday morning. And what else is happening? The weather over there, very windy with widespread rain and a risk of flooding. Drier spells will develop in the east and the south, a high of 10 degrees. And as a result of the storm, Dennis, there was a ship wreck. Well, a ship that's been floating on the high seas for nearly a year and a half. Well, it's actually been pushed onto the rocks down in the Ballycotton area of East Cork. And I see a salvage company says it needs to be moved as quick as possible. Otherwise, more bad weather could cause serious damage. But once a ship is wrecked on the coast of Ireland, the revenue commissioners are kind of the official owners of it until the proper owners turn up. And somebody did say they represented the owners yesterday, but the revenue commissioners wants to see proof of that. But a local salvage operation manager said it's not that badly damaged. In fact, it looks terribly rusted old ship, but in terms of it can be moved off the area where it is at the moment. It's near Ballycotton in County Cork. Right, we'll move on, and another song. This time, always a favourite on the programme here, singing about school days over.
School days over, come on then, John. getting your pit boots on. On with your sock and the moleskin trousers, it's time you were on your way. Time you were learning the pitman's job and earning the pitman's pay. Come on then, Jim, it's time to go.
Yes, Luke Kelly there, and of course the anniversary of Luke's death was Damien Dimsey. We'll have him later on tonight. It was on the 30th of January, so he's dead since the 30th of January 1984. Well, if you've just tuned in, welcome along, listening to Ireland Calling, and looking at the front of the Irish Examiner today, there's a picture of that ship which is berthed or shipwrecked on the coast of Cork, Ballycotton, MV Alta. Is what it's called, and it was last seen off the coast of Africa in September last year, and rescued from it, I think, the previous summer. But, you know, you'd wonder why a shipwreck like that, at 75 metres long, could have been floating around the ocean for so long without somebody taking it and obviously pulling it apart and, you know, making the oceans that much more safer. Right, according to the headline in the Irish Examiner, Ireland has one of the 30 worst climate actors. Ireland's appalling record on climate change has been highlighted in a global report which warns that our failure to tackle carbon dioxide emissions targets is putting children's health at risk. And the other thing that is under serious mode to try to survive is the potato industry in Ireland. Industry must appeal to millennials to survive. This is according to the IFA president. The price the farmer gets has to rise to cover storage costs. Irish farmers are warning that the potato industry is under threat due to surplus imports and rising costs. Farmers have painted a bleak picture for the future of the spud, and the area of potatoes planted in 2019 was the second lowest on record, beaten only by what happened the previous year in 2018. Traditional varieties of it, some of these, such as Kerpenks and Golden Wonders, have seen a further decrease in planting. So Borbea and the Irish Farmers Association are set to launch nearly a €2 million campaign to reinvigorate the image of the spud, targeting millennials in particular. We all like our potatoes, but of course it's a bit high in carbohydrates, so most people are pulling back in it today, but certainly I do like my spuds. So that's obviously a worry for the potato farmers in Ireland. And what else has happened? Looking at the Examiner, there are more pages. There's a heap of pictures of this ship wrecked off the coast of Cork. And a sad day on Monday when the former CEO of Munster Rugby, Gareth Fitzgerald, was laid to rest. He had been battling an illness for a number of years, but everybody credited him with the base of rugby in Munster, and all the current squad of players came out to farewell him, as well as many former players at the weekend. Okay, we're off with Mary Black, I think, this time.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain.
Yes, well, Frances Black has had a hit with that song, but that's certainly not her. That's Ronan Keating and Westlife, I think he was with. We'll get him stopped there. Anyway, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Greene. If you've joined us late, just to let you know, there's no government formed in Ireland yet. In fact, the first thing they have to do when they convene at the Dáil tomorrow is elect a Cian Chorla, or a chairman of the House. And the outgoing man, who didn't have to seek re-election, Seanan Fergal, he wants to do the job again. But there's two or three other people that are interested. Frank Feehan, who got re-elected down in Sligo Leitrim, Dennis Nocton, an independent TD from Roscommon Galway, and Michael McNamara, he's another TD. He's keen to, what do you call it, take over the job, so that'll be guaranteed. Well, they might only be there for a couple of months, you don't know if the government doesn't last, but if it's a good stable government, lasts 5 years, they get 5 years there, and plus re-elected without having to go to the people 5 years' time, and it's a very well-paid job. But everybody agrees that Seanan Fergal is definitely did a good job for the last 4 years, and he should get the job again. The Labour Party are looking for a new leader as well, because Brendan Howlan, he stepped down last week when they got together. They obviously only have six TDs now. They had seven in the previous Dáil, and they were hoping to at least go into double digits, but that didn't happen. And there's two candidates now. There's Alan Kelly from Tipperary and Éadan O'Riordan, both declared their intention to seek the leadership. It'll take a few months for them to get elected. They've said that they really don't want to go in and form any coalition with any of the parties to form a new government. They want to try to build. And I heard an interview with one of the candidates of Fregal today, and he just basically was saying that you know, Sinn Féin have come in and they've swept the ground from the left-leaning parties. And back in 2011, Labour had, I think, 37 TDs, and now they've got six. So I suppose this is something that Mary Lou McDonald will be watching carefully, because if they've offered an awful lot, they've promised a lot, and you know, they were voted, you know, and if they get into to government and they don't start delivering on some of these promises, which they probably will, because it's a different story when you go in and you see the books. They have to be prudent with the country's finances. Otherwise, you know, we could have a situation like we had a number of years ago. Right, this time we're off with Paddy Riley, and he's singing all about the Rose of Mooncoin.
Cigarette, watch the soaker and the mist.
Yes, well, that's certainly not Paddy Riley. We'll get him up later on tonight, but something's happening. My music, every time I hit a song, it seems to be moving to the next song. But we'll have Paddy Riley and the Rosamund Coin for you later on. Well, as I mentioned at the start of the programme, there's two Irish citizens in hospital in Japan after contracting the coronavirus. And they are now in hospital, and obviously a worrying thing for them and indeed their families. But let's hope that before long, you know, they can find a cure. Although I did hear somebody saying last week that the World Health Organization said it could take up to a year, year and a half before a vaccine is invented. And you might see a man on the news here recently with an Irish-sounding name. Well, it certainly is an Irish-sounding name, an Irish-sounding man. He's the World Health Organization's emergencies chief, Dr. Mike Ryan, and he's based, obviously, in Geneva. So he's obviously dealing with this coronavirus at the moment, along with a lot of other diseases happening around the world. And he says it's like halftime in an international where you need calm heads and the smart people in the room to say we've been battering away at this for the last 40 minutes, but have we really critics? So he's obviously been with the World Health Organization for a number of years. He, let me see, today the World Health Director is also in attendance, and he had been bestowed with an honorary doctor from the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. So obviously they've got some of the best minds working for the World Health Organization, and they'll be hoping that they can obviously deal with this coronavirus and make sure it's eradicated before too long. Okay, when we come back next, we'll have a look at the sports pages of the papers. Yeah, well, there's something wrong with Paddy O'Reilly there.
Thank you.
Right, well, we're having a problem getting Paddy Riley singing "Moon, the Rose of Moon Coin," but we might get it from another source before the end of the programme. That was Maura O'Keefe there with a couple of reels, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, just tipped over the half hour of the programme here. So time to have a look at some of the sports pages of the papers over the last few days. Of course, this weekend, all the rugby teams, international teams, had a break last weekend. But they're back in action this weekend, and Ireland travelled to Twickenham the last time they were there 2 years ago around St Patrick's Day 2018. They had a great win and won the Grand Slam, but that was 2 years ago. Last year was a bit of a disaster, but so far this year under new coach Andy Farrell, they're going well, two wins from the first two games, but this will be a big test. And of course the England attack will be led by his son Owen Farrell. So he was saying the other day, you know, he's fully focused on Ireland beating England, but he said it's going to be very hard for his wife to be there watching her son play against the team that he's coaching. But certainly games are starting between the players and coaches at the moment. See, Brian O'Driscoll has come out and accused Eddie Jones of scaremongering leading up to the game. He was talking about the way they were coming out and going to play against Scotland. So they've had two wins from their two games, so this will be a big match. And that match obviously taking place in the early hours of Monday morning here. It's about 4 a.m. on Monday morning and on Sky Television if you have it. But you can hear it on the RTE radio free of charge if you just dial into RTE. And Michael Corkran and Donal Lennon will be bringing the commentary. On the Gaelic Games front, there was a number of games that were postponed at the weekend because of the Storm Dennis. So the matches postponed were Limerick and Waterford in Division 1A and Galway and Tipperary. But Westmeath went ahead and they played Cork, and they lost 114 to 312. In Division 1B, all the matches went ahead. Carlo, they were close for a while, but Dublin pulled away. Carlo 9 points, Dublin 20 points, Clare 17 points, Laois 9. And Laois managed now by, I think, Eddie Brennan, who's come in managing the Laois team, and his former team Kilkenny. They came second again against Wexford. That match played at Wexford Park. Wexford won 16, Kilkenny 114. So it's the turn of the footballers this weekend. And there's a number of games coming up. In fact, maybe they mightn't be on this weekend. There's a break this weekend in football as well because of other games that's on. The League of Ireland started as well, of course. Huge controversy over the League of Ireland. And finally, the government, before the election, announced that they would bail it out, so to speak. And the League of Ireland has gone ahead and along the same lines as it did last year. And obviously Ireland, Republic of Ireland, getting ready for their matches in March. And if they win their qualifying matches, they'll go to the Euro finals, which take place in June this year. But as I said, the big focus is on rugby this weekend. And of course, they get pages and pages of coverage here, cross-channel football in England as well. Righto, let's see what we've got here. We've got Planxty, "True Love Knows No Season."
Billy Gray rode into Gansery way back in 83. There he first met with a young Sarah McLean. The wild rose of morning, the pale flower of dawning, heralded springtime in Billy's life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality. In her young eyes, Billy bore not a flaw. No, not her chosen one, he was a hired gun, wanted in Kansas City by the law. Then one day a tall man came riding from the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico. He
was overheard to say he was looking for Billy Gray, a wanted man and a dangerous outlaw. Well, the news it came creeping to Billy, fast sleeping there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. He ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts, thinking he'd hide in the old steeple there. But a rifle ball came flying face down, he lay dying there in the dust of the road where he lay. Sarah ran to him, she was cursing the lawman. Poor girl knew no reason except that he'd been killed.
Christy Moore there and True Love Knows No Season. And of course Christy with the other members of Planxty when that song was recorded back in the late 60s, early 70s. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting on a Wednesday night out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland, on Saturday night Plains FM in Christchurch, Sunday afternoon Capity Coast, and Sunday evening in Wellington. And greetings to people listening planetaudio.org.nz round New Zealand and indeed in other parts of the world as well. We know we have listeners, many listeners over there in Ireland now, and a few in Australia and a few in England, so hopefully you're all enjoying the programme. Just having a look at the farming sections of the Irish Independent on Tuesday. Obviously a busy time on farms now, especially for dairy farmers. Cows calf, and many dairy farmers have all their cows calving in February and March, and it's a very, very busy time. And of course the bad weather and the storms that they've been experiencing haven't been been good. And of course, the farmers here are the complete opposite. They're looking for, desperately in need of rain, especially in the Upper North Island, really from, you know, Taupo North. There's just a huge demand of, you know, for rain, and many dairy farmers would probably have to dry off their cows if they don't get rain in the coming weeks, and there's no sign of it coming inside the next week. Right, what else is happening here? IFA Living Beyond Its Means Association treasurer. The losses at the IFA over recent years continue, cannot continue, and the organisation is going to have to meet situation head on. And the membership have been told. Newly elected IFA National Treasurer Martin Staple warned that the farming body is going to have to live within its means. I know there was a huge debate a number of years ago when the former Secretary General, it was discovered he was on a huge salary, but he certainly seemed to have brought a lot of money into the organisation, and when they got fired him, he was given a big payout, so the organisation certainly hasn't recovered a lot since then. At the wheel here is a nice couple of young lads here, Jack Bergen, Michael Bergen and Emmett McGinley from Freshford at St Fergus College Rathdowney tractor run last Sunday. What else is happening here? Banks undermining rural security with ATM closures. This is something the banks are now, they'd be closing their ATM machines or selling them. And obviously, you know, there was going to be, some of them would be closed, and if they were sold to private run organisation, the fees of using them would increase quite a bit. It's a nice picture here. Royal Touch Kate Middleton helps Jane Thompson feed a lamb during a visit to the Ark Open Farm at Newton Ards near Belfast last week. The Duchess met with parents and grandparents to discuss their experiences of raising young children as part of a nearly childhood survey. Bovine TV rates increased for the third successive year. What else is happening here? Vertical farming is all the rage, but the downsides will limit its potential. What grows up must come down. Vertical farming presents interesting possibilities. This is like, there's a picture here of growing lettuce in a greenhouse with many different, what do you call it, trays lined up on a kind of a shelving system. So there you go. Vertical farm is all the rage. It makes great clickbait. By combining key buzzwords, technology in the form of new LED lighting, novelty food that some celebrity chef can shout about producing beside their New York restaurant. Right, what else we need? An honest and progressive manifesto for the future of small farmers. This is Mary O'Rourke, government minister. She said, I've yet to hear of any political parties put forward any concrete solutions to the limit faced by the farming community. And certainly a lot of the independent TDs were elected in rural Ireland, and they're saying that in return for any support that they are going to give any government, they want to make sure that rural Ireland is not, forgotten about. Now, a local authority chairman has turned down an all-expenses-paid trip to New York for St. Patrick's Day because he's too busy calving cows, writes Sarah Slater. Fine Gael councillor and chairman of Laois County Council, Willie Aird, who's also a dairy farmer near Port Laois, also turned down the offer 15 years ago as he was busy with work commitments there as well. And it shows him milking cows here with his rain gear on in his milking parlour last week. And there's a picture of Mary Lou, you know, obviously talking to farmers during the campaign trail, and it'll be interesting to see what plans she has for farming when, if she gets into government. And finally, I just stopped the tractor and burst into floods of tears. Chris Soringinor always wanted a farm, but the pressures of the job left him feeling isolated and suicidal. And obviously it can be a lonely job. I spend up to 10 hours working alone. When you have so much time on your hand, you begin to overthink. And he's from Kilkeel in County Down. Yes, it is tough old time for farmers, and especially in rural Ireland, and with the new laws that come in relating to drink driving, that has impacted on the farming community as well. Right, we have a couple of reels and jigs here from Matt Malloy. Thank you. that came to a quick finish there. We might hit the. Oh, we let that one off there. Ave Maria. Yes, two in a row there. Lovely song, Ave Maria. Right, well, as I'm reading, well, that was on there, just reading a story in the Irish Times today explaining what happens if no government is elected tomorrow. So I'll just give you a few questions and answers. When does a new government have to be formed by? Well, there's no deadline for this, as there are in legal and constitutional terms no rules on forming a government. The constitution is silent on the issue. It is left to the political parties to agree a coalition with the majority of 80 seats. In political and moral terms, there is, of course, a time limit, as the public would grow frustrated if the parties cannot reach agreement. It took more than 70 days to establish government after the 2016 election, as the parties were unable to agree to a coalition with the majority. Ultimately, a minority Fine Gael-led government supported by Fianna Fáil through a confidence and supply deal was established. So what happens if nobody's elected Taoiseach tomorrow? The existing government continues to function until a replacement is appointed. Leo Varadkar will continue serving as Taoiseach and his ministers will remain in their roles. Technically, there is no interim or caretaker Taoiseach or cabinet, although this is the role they fulfil until the makeup of the new government is confirmed. Could the president play a role in trying to help form a government? Technically, no. But if the political stalemate drags on, situation could force him into uncharted waters. There's nothing in the constitution providing the president with any role in the formation of a government, as the role of the presidency as head of state sits above politics. However, Article 28 says that the Taoiseach shall keep the president informed on matters of doing domestic policy. So Varadkar could keep Higgins appraised of the deadlock under Article 13. What else could happen? Who decides if there's another election is needed? Only the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar can seek to dissolve the 33rd Dáil and call an election. And it says Michael Higgins would have to approve that under Article 13 of the Constitution. Only the President can dissolve the Dáil on the advice of the Taoiseach. So the president may be in his absolute discretion refuse to do so on the advice of a Taoiseach who has ceased to retain the support of a majority in the parliament. So there you go, some of the questions and answers that are being asked in the lead up to the politicians going back into Leinster House tomorrow, and a number of people will be nominated to take over as Taoiseach, but unless they over 80 votes, they won't be able to obviously take over the role. But they may be able to appoint Ken Corla, and I think they have to appoint Ken Corla first, and then he can call the House to order. So I'd say we'll be here for another few weeks before we know if there's a new government elected in Ireland. So you'll hear it here on Ireland Calling as soon as it happens. Righto, let's go home away from home with Sean Keane.
At all last night I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eyed songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, or it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down, and I aged in years while waiting for the bag to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm barely unpacked when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Oh. Sorry, I had my microphone on there. That was Sean Kane, Home Away From Home, taking us to the end of another edition calling. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support. I'll be back here next week. Not sure whether I'll have news on a new government formed by then, but if I have, I'll let you know. But in the meantime, I hope you have a nice weekend wherever you're listening, and enjoy the last of this fine weather, which I'm sure is coming to an end. I think there's a bit of rain coming towards the end of the week, so by the time you're listening to this in Wellington and Christchurch, the rain might have arrived. Right, we leave you tonight with the Siege of Limerick. Okay, good night, goodbye, and God bless.